Thursday, January 2nd, 1986. Families are complicated machines. For a machine to work the way it's supposed to, all the parts have to do their jobs. And what is a family but a complicated machine? One loose bolt, one badly oiled gear, and the whole thing gets cranky, loud, and unpredictable. Bird prided herself on being the most reliable gear in the Nelson Thomas family device. So when she walked into the kitchen the next morning, she was cheerful. As cheerful as she could be at 7:30 in the morning anyway. But ready for anything. Fitch was at the kitchen island, eating raw Pop-Tarts, while their parents hurriedly gathered lunch items to take to work. "He had a long night. I don't think it would hurt to give him the day off," their father was saying. "But his grades," their mother said. She tucked a can of Slim Fast into her bag.
"I told Cash I'd pick up his assignments from his teachers," Bird offered.
She set her backpack on the empty seat next to Fitch and poured a glass of orange juice while her father reached around her for an apple.
"You don't even have the same teachers," said her mom. "We both have Miss Salonga," said Bird.
"Fitch has Miss Salonga too," her mother replied.
She snapped her fingers in Fitch's direction. "Fitch, don't you have a bunch of classes with your brother?"
"We don't have any classes together."
"But you have some of the same teachers, correct? Not just Ms. Salonga?"
"Yeah,"
Fitch said, his mouth full. Crumbs tumbled onto his new members-only jacket. He brushed them off absently.
"Like, four, I think."
"Can you pick up Cash's assignments?" she said, slipping a can of Diet Tab next to the Slim Fast. Tammy Nelson Thomas often lectured Bird that looks were not important. Yet she seemed preoccupied with them anyway, specifically her weight, which had ticked upward over the years, and Bird's weight, which had not ticked anywhere, but apparently could skyrocket at any moment.
"I don't mind doing it," said Bird,
before Fitch could complain. He was one of the squeakiest of the Nelson Thomas gears.
"That wouldn't make sense. Not when Fitch has four of the same teachers," their mother said. "Besides, you need to learn that you don't have to take care of everyone just because you're a woman."
Their father threw his head back in mock exasperation.
"Bird isn't a woman yet, Tam," he said. "Don't put ideas in her head."
Mrs. Thomas stopped fidgeting with her lunch bag and crossed her arms.
"What ideas, exactly?"
The gears squeaked quietly, lightly.
"All these equal rights ideas," he replied. "Next thing you know, she'll be burning her bra in the backyard."
"I don't even have a bra,"
Bird said quickly, desperate to change the subject. Fitch shoved his hands inside the sleeves of his jacket and covered his ears.
"Can we please not talk about my sister's bra?"
Bird forged ahead.
"In health class, we learned that girls develop at all different rates. I may not get my period or boobs for a while."
Fitch groaned.
"Make it stop, make it stop."
Mrs. Thomas unfolded her arms, reached over the island, and pinched his arm.
"If you promise to get Cash's assignments, we promise to stop talking about bras," she said.
"I'll pick up anything you want," said Fitch. "I'll rob a bank if I have to."
"Just the assignments will do,"
their mother said, smiling. The gears quieted. Malfunction averted.